Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is gonna be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Hello, Sydney. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Got the full complement on deck this morning. MG, Tash, Cat, how goes? How's your weekend? Highlights, guys?
Doing nothing, relaxing, just kicking back. I had a bit of a big one on Friday night at the footy, and then on Saturday and Sunday I didn't do much at all, just watched a couple of movies.
That's the world's greatest granddad talking right there. Tash, what did you get up to?
I had some friends and family over on the weekend and I was cooking, so that was...
What did you talk about?
What do you think was top of the agenda?
I think I know. We'll have more on that later today, whether we want to hear it or not. What did you do?
I did a cooking class yesterday. I can now make the whole bonanza for a seafood barbecue. I can like gut the squid and everything.
You are a catch.
You know what you need to do? Wear a little Doris Day skirt. And bake a pie and leave it on the windowsill.
Oh, I've done that this morning, so you obviously haven't seen it.
All right. Jim Jefferies on the program today. Yes. How exciting is that? Loads of other stuff to get through, but let's start the show and the week with this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
MG's Humdinger.
It went off last week, did it ever. So today it's a brand new, piping hot, humming classic from me. And Brendan's on the line. How are you, Brendan?
Come on, Brendo.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, you're good. You're in good form on this Monday morning?
Yeah, getting ready for work.
All right, well, get ready and maybe load up with a couple of $100 coming your way, all thanks to the good folk at Makita. Are you ready to go?
Off we go.
Oh, Brendan, I can't do much more than that.
Wow, that is good, Mickey.
$200. There it is. What are you thinking?
I'll give it a go. AC/DC, yep. Let There Be Rock.
No. But you're not miles away. I mean, look, it's music.
It kind of is.
Wow.
I wanted to give a clue, but we don't need to give a clue just yet. It's early days and you never know, but you don't leave empty-handed. No one ever does. You get a Mick and MG in the morning bum bag to flaunt around in front of your friends. They'll go,
yeah.
You are a dreamboat, Brendan. Well done.
Go on, you, Brendo.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Checking the latest online. It's Mick Talk.
We have been scouring all the platforms looking for something that doesn't involve Kate Middleton. I think we've found it. Tash, what do you got?
This is a Dear Deidre letter that this guy who is aged in his early 20s has revealed. He likes to go to bed with a warm bottle of milk.
He's got mother issues.
Is he single?
He'd have to be.
He claims he never takes the bottle of warm milk to bed in front of any of his girlfriends, but he's not hurting anyone and he claims it helps him to relax. He's done it on and off for his whole life, especially when he's stressed or run down.
Yeah, but one of them's got to stumble in one day and find him in bed with honking onto a bottle of milk.
Is it in
on
a
the
bottle?
Teat.
I mean, wow.
Yes, it is. It's a bottle of warm milk. He's like a baby's bottle.
Yeah.
And he's just whacking away. I mean, that's a gruesome discovery for a girlfriend or a partner, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a massive...
How would you handle it, girls? You're coming in late, you're coming out of the bathroom, you've just taken your makeup off, you're getting ready to slide into bed, maybe you read a chapter of your favourite book and you open the door and you go, excuse me, what's that under the doona? Did I just see you drinking warm milk from a bottle? Wow.
Oh, I would assume our sex life would be quite weird already if he's got that sort of secret little,
he's got
mummy.
He's got mummy issues, yeah.
Do you reckon his girlfriend burps him as well?
Yep.
maybe put some talcum powder on his bot.
Yep.
Well, what about, as Tash said, it's a dear Deirdre. Indeed, she said, it's true you're not hurting anyone, but most women would probably struggle to accept this habit.
Yeah. Most women, anyone who doesn't, that's a red flag right there.
But she's saying to that, to your point, MG, that it could be because he is finding it very difficult to relax, and she's recommended he go to a GP to seek alternative.
Yeah,
relaxing.
Stop drinking Buttles. Like, come on, man. Have a bottle
of beer.
What if
she got? She said, "What's that?" And she pulled the doona back, and he's wearing a nappy too,
with a teddy bear under his arm.
Hang on, haven't you worn a nappy before, Mick?
I wore that, but that was out in public.
Who hasn't?
That was, you know,
an experiment
for medical reasons.
They're good at concerts. Don't have to go to the toilet; just to put your nappy on. Bang.
Well. That's one way of looking at it. Sheepy, I think is what we were talking about, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's
all right. I don't know anyone who would do that, get away with that.
No, he's in trouble, this kid.
I can't see that. That's an intervention right there. Isn't
100%.
It?
That's a lot of counselling.
Right, she'll come home one day and he'll have one of the, you know, those hats that has the two beer cans on either side. bottle of milk on either side. All right.
So much.
I'm going
to
give it a go. Do you know what I'm going to do? Just for I'll report back tomorrow. But tonight, when my girlfriend comes into the room, I'm going to be propped up in bed, drinking with both hands from a bottle.
She'll be your ex-girlfriend very shortly.
I will just to monitor the reaction and see how that goes down. Mm. You'll get a full report tomorrow.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Leave it with me.